story has many turns, you know.
And when was your first album actually released?
In about March, April, May. And then we played the first big punk rock gig in London at the Rainbow, May the 9th.
Everybody smashed the seats and we got on page 3 of The Sun. Mr. Rupert Murdoch. Owner.
And from then on it was constant flogging around the grimy satanic mills.
Since.
The dark satanic mills of Northern England. Like Bradford Town Hall or
Blackburn Town Hall. Or that place, Derby.
Derby Assembly Halls.
Or the Cambridge Corn Exchange.
It's a Derby.
And as we're talking, Joe Strummer's turning up the bottom of his trousers.
Well, you've got to turn up to get down.
Stop that messing around.
And then what happened? So,
well, the concept to give him enough rope.
Oh, yeah, the concept that expanded
into an idea. That was when we weren't concepting.
Like, CBS tried to get a professional with us, and they thought they could make $1 million in America, which they haven't done even yet with us. And they got us, they gave us a list of producers, and the first one was Sandy Palman.
So we had him.
So we had him, since we had to have one of these
producers. And he had us.
And he was more, I don't know, he was more concerned with heavy guitars or, you know, Blue Oyster Cult, that was his bag. And so we kind of went through that record and he took us to America for the first time, me and Mick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sort of changed us.
How were you received in America at that time?
Well, we weren't playing, we were just recording there.
But they weren't.
We were just looking. Oh, it was just after the Sex Pistols had broken up.
They wouldn't play any of our records or anything like that on the radio.
At the time, they hadn't released our first album either because they said it wasn't professional sounding enough. And it took them 2 years to release their first album in America. They wouldn't release it because it didn't sound like all the rest of the rubbish on the radio.
So in other words, the album had been in existence for 2 years before it was released?
In America. It was released almost immediately. It was finished in England, where it was a great success, but American taste seems to take a little longer to...
And then we got to making an album called London Calling, which we made in London.
A man called Guy Stevens.
Yeah, famous, legendary Guy Stevens, Mott the Hoople, or Procol Harum, Free, etc., etc. Guy Stevens, Sue Records. The guy who turned all the London beat boom groups onto R&B. The Who, the Small Faces. None of them knew what to play until they heard Guy's record collection.
They always used to go to his house.